Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio. I'm here with Jake Decoy.
Right? Hello. Is that you? Yeah, that's me right here.
I'm Jeff.
And Jeff Wee.
That's me.
Fwee. We're very excited to be back and climb inside of your nasty ear holes.
Yeah, I hope you guys took a shower and everything.
Today, our guest is Focus.
And that's not like some like artist who uses that as like a nom de plume or anything. Yeah. Like,
it's not a car.
Yeah, no, it's really like...
Yeah, we're highlighting the car today.
We should just say it's the car. Yeah. Like sitting here. Yeah,
cool. What's up, Focus? It's cute. It's got like in the movies where the cars have the headlights with the eyes and everything. It's super cute.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about... let's focus.
Sorry. Got a little off track.
This is so hard for me.
This is going to be a very challenging show for Jeremy because it's hard for him to stay focused. Yeah. So we're going to talk about focus.
Yeah.
And how that works with different people and what you can do. And
we got a couple
without getting a little too self-helpy.
Yeah, we got a couple little tips and tricks. Yeah.
That's a word that I like.
You like that word, helpy?
Yeah, you like being helpy?
No, it's just, I think you haven't heard that really word before.
Helpy?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Self-helpy.
Helpy.
There you go.
Take a self-helpy selfie.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about, when I think about focus, I think about like how I focus.
Right.
And when I'm working on a project, I like to work on multiple projects. I think I've talked about this on the podcast, but yeah. I like to work in circles so that I don't stop because, with the lack of focus, if I'm doing one project, I'll be frustrated for a long time in between productivity.
Yeah.
But some of the ways that I try to focus is I'll do the circle, I'll do the setting, my environment of where I'm working. So like, because I work in the studio a lot, but sometimes I have to leave.
Right.
And it changes the scene, it changes my whole mindset.
Yeah.
I really like to have earphones that aren't connected to anything. And just,
like make it look like you're listening to music when you're not.
Yeah.
So people will leave you alone.
Yeah.
That's good.
Nice. And you can just work and you have like a little force field.
It's a good self-defense mechanism on the bus too.
Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
You can hear if people are talking to you or aren't. Yeah. I wear headphones all the time when I'm working, but I have them blasting like super loud.
Yeah.
It's the opposite.
Sneak up behind you.
Yeah. Talking mad shit about me while I sit there, I won't even know.
Yeah, let them sneak up on me. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
Just with those things not plugged into nothing, just waiting. Away from. What were we talking about? I'm just going to say that every 3 minutes. What were we talking about?
What's this episode about?
Focus!
So, what I was talking about is I use this circle.
Yeah.
Right.
Circle working.
Maybe you want to come up with something a little different for that.
We're gonna. That circle, was just a,
no, that's perfect. Circle working.
That's just a circle working title.
Circle working title. Shut the fuck up. So another thing I like to do is smoke weed, and it sounds like oh, smoke weed. Like when I talk about it all the time, but in reality, it totally focuses me. I've done the research.
It's your ADD medicine.
Yeah, and it really works. When I'm working and I take a bong hit or whatever, I work for like 2.5 hours around, you know?
Yeah.
Before I'm even thinking about smoking more weed or anything like that, I'm working. Because it opens this porthole of like, oh, yay, wee. And then you just go into fun time.
See, I'm the opposite with weed.
Oh, you shut down?
Yeah. Well, I smoke weed, but I smoke it after.
Oh, use it as the...
relaxing, come down, like, after my day.
The reward.
That's a good way of looking at it, yeah. A reward for making it through the day.
Yeah. Making it through one more day.
One day at a time. So through your creative process, the way that, like, these steps are how you focus to keep you working on, you know, project... A through whatever you have going on at that point in time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And another thing is I'll procrastinate, because I always procrastinate, but then I started procrastinating with projects. which is multitasking, and I was reading stuff today, you know, and they were like, nah, you shouldn't do that either. And
I'm shouldn't like, multitask?
And I was like, first of all, don't tell me what to do. YouTube, motherfucker. Sorry, I started talking to the guy.
So they were saying you shouldn't procrastinate on, like, start multiple projects, or you shouldn't procrastinate on projects.
You shouldn't multitask. You should make one task that you're going to finish. That was one, I mean, one guy saying that on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on what works for you. Obviously, that works for him because he made a video out of it, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, maybe it doesn't work for everyone, you know? Obviously.
Not for you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I need to have five things going at once.
Yeah. Plus, then I'm going to get five things done instead of one. Dude.
Yeah.
I've done the research.
I've done the math on that. So, I got the hard math to back me up. One thing that I always notice, too, is it's, like, staying focused is almost like knowing what's going to, like, unfocus you and avoiding it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you talk about that or bring this up because I got a couple things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other thing is you can be obviously under-focused, you know, but obviously you can also be over-focused. I find, like, with producing, you know, like, doing music and stuff, like, you could listen to the tiny little details in a track for, like, hours, like, play it, you know.
On a loop for...
You know, like, change a little thing and then listen to it some more. And then change
bar fucking on a loop.
Yeah, then just change a little bit more and then, you know, keep doing that. And then, you know, at some point you get fatigued. And so it's good to know that you're getting to that limit, you know?
Yeah.
And then I always find that's, like, a good thing to do is to, like, just do something different. You know?
Yeah, like all the way different?
It depends. Activity? It depends. Like, you can do something different, like, take a different approach to what you're working on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I was trying to, like, you know, edit a drum pattern or something and listen back to that 100 times, and then I'm like, okay, well, let's say that's good for the moment, and then, like, let's go over to the synth over here and, like, let's see if I hear a melody coming out over this, you know? Just, like, switch gears can sometimes help.
Yeah.
And to also know that it's time to switch gears, which you can only develop through experience, of course. But
yeah.
But if you pay attention to yourself, you know, then you can figure out when that is.
Yeah. I liked it that you said the before, where you get stuff ready. Like, you put up a blocker. It's all about blocking the blockers. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. The blocking the blockers.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing your weakness. Yeah. Or your fatigue of whatever that fatigue might be, you know, if it's, yeah, who knows? It's always different for different people and different avenues of creativity or whatever. But I think that's what I've actually been focusing on a lot of is, like, what gets me out of focus. Good example is today, like, I'm working on some work and I needed to just walk away. I shouldn't even worked on something today. But,
right.
You know, I just forced myself through it. And both things didn't like, and I'm probably going to scrap both of them. I should have done something else today.
You wasted the time by pressurizing.
Yeah.
Well, the beautiful thing about that, though, is it's like next time when you're like, you know what, I'm not in the mood today, I'm just going to fuck it up, and I'm going to have to scrap it and start over the next day anyways, then you'll know, you know?
Yeah.
Because then, like, maybe tomorrow, if you did just skip it, you know, maybe then you're like, man, I should have tried to work on that shit yesterday. Yeah. You know, like, then you have some, like, guilt that you couldn't, you know... I could have buckled down and actually got something done. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you don't want to do that to yourself either. Right. So when you know, like, so it's good to know that, you know, from today.
Yeah.
So that you can, next time when that happens, you're like, no, it really is okay for me to, like, take the day off.
Yeah.
It's better for everything. Yeah. So.
And I actually made this post on Facebook of, I mean, it was probably a couple months ago. Actually, it was right around Christmas because I kind of hit a wall with everything and a lot of people, I would say, 90% of the people were like, take a break, do something different, focus your energy onto another medium or something like that, you know, whatever it might be. But
cartwheels,
you know, you could always practice your cartwheels, somersaults,
round offs. That's at the end of the summer. Yeah. You gotta wait for that.
Yeah. Do you have any things that you guys have noticed that you've subtracted out of your life or,
like, you know, things that are working?
A distraction, you know? Do you have anything that you found that you know is a inhibitor of success, I guess?
Yeah. The phone?
Yeah.
gets weird.
The phone?
Yeah, because the phone is a million, it's like an infinite amount of things, distractions.
Yeah.
Like, it's all kinds. There's all kinds in there. I got this dude in Germany I'm playing chess against, this motherfucker. And then and then it's like, I got my girlfriends over here. Then I got fucking, you know, texts and all the emails from work. And, like, everything is in there.
Yeah.
And so if you open that porthole, mm-hmm. like, while you're trying to work on something, it's, like, over. And I use it for work. So, like, if I'm drawing something and I need a reference or something, I look it up. I still, ended up on Instagram. Oops, went to Facebook.
What was my original reason to open my phone?
Or how many minutes ago was that?
Yeah, you exactly. got sucked into something else because you, and then you're just,
how many minutes ago?
Yeah.
They got this new thing where the fucking videos just go, like on Facebook, if you watch one video,
yeah,
then the next one you can just plays. It just plays and it like pops. I mean, you can just scroll up. And it'll just be another one and another one.
Videos forever.
In the same vein of what the one you just watched. So your mind is already like in that kind of thought. And so then you fall right into this fucking trap.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
Yeah. That's.
It's how do you get rid of your phone though? I don't think there's a, it's impossible.
No, it's all your mind. Yeah. But I was researching it and I found this app called Forest, right?
Okay.
And you.
It's ironic that I know, you're trying to get off your phone. By
I found an app that's going to help me. Dude, stop using my phone.
Dude, I got this new needle that's going to get me off heroin, dude.
It's really good.
For sure.
Yeah.
This app is called Forest.
Yeah.
And it's just a dumb thing. It's a, you plant a seed. If you don't touch your phone for a half an hour, it grows a tree. It grows a tree over that time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that's your reward.
That's your motivation. Be
a
like,
fake tree on your phone.
You're yeah, it. That it
you're
grew.
A tree every time you look at your Facebook.
Yeah, you touch your phone and it kills the tree.
Yeah.
Mm. So and it works. It's just psychological shit,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And it would totally work for me because it's like the stupid. It's like the likes, you know. Like you're like, oh yeah, I'm like getting endorphins and shit off the likes, yeah. you know, that are nothing.
Yeah. Right.
But I mean, it's something. Yeah. It is something, but yeah. it's like,
you could be saving a little baby tree.
Yeah, and. It's a game. Like, I'll win a game. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to get a tree.
Yeah.
So, now I have a goal, and I have a payoff. Even though it's a dumb payoff, that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But it does in your head. And when you kill the tree, you're, like, doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to... You're not just picking up your phone and looking at Instagram. You're, like, killing a tree first.
Yeah. First, you kill a tree. Yeah. Then you get to go look
then
at
you
all
get to go to guiltily... Go to your shit.
I killed a tree again. I'm such an asshole.
Yeah, that's a cool picture. Whatever.
No, fuck that out. I'll delete that out. Yeah. I'll delete that out.
So quick.
I've been actually trying to figure out how to utilize social media and the world mm-hmm. through, you know, the internet without using social media and the internet.
Whoa.
It's like
interesting.
Trying to figure out disconnect yourself so that you can actually hone in more on what you're doing and not be so focused on, you know, the social media, not the, like, what it's good for, but the, like, wasting time, distraction.
Yeah, right.
Of it.
The minutes.
Just fucking
yeah.
scrolling with not really even looking at anything.
Yeah.
Just scrolling like a dumb idiot.
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about before. It's like you've identified that now. So now you can, you know.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on.
No. I'm so pissed that we didn't fucking say anything about that.
The noise.
That's stupid.
The noise you just heard from the phone while we're talking about being distracted by the phone.
Although it's kind of funny that we weren't distracted and we just rolled through it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it's still stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's some irony right there. We deserve demerits for not pointing that out while it happened, I think.
All right, let's get back to our story.
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about before. It's like you've identified that now. So now you can, you know, try and avoid that when you, like, feel yourself going
yeah.
to press the little icon, you know, and then you just go,
I don't want to kill the tree.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Maybe I should try that. I don't know how long it would last.
Yeah, I don't either, but maybe it works for a while. You know, all these things you just try, I think, and mm-hmm. then you find stuff that works.
I've taken things away too, though, to keep yourself focused. Like, what I noticed, like, going through, like, art and all that kind of stuff, what was pulling me away from doing that was like drinking and all that kind of stuff. I kind of talked about this before, like stopping that and just focusing on the art. Then you like, it's like that, what's the word I'm looking for?
What does it mean?
Yeah, I think a lot of people focus, it's funny, you know, I'm going to say, how many times are we going to fucking say focus in this episode? A lot of people focus on what can keep them focused and not what doesn't keep them focused.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I think it's figuring out all of those things. Because I think the negatives are actually worse. You know, that thing that unfocuses you is worse than you not being focused or whatever. Not being able to focus.
Right.
You know, it's...
One of the things I found out, too, is that it's not the getting distracted. It's the... Your mind... happen to reboot back into the creative mode or whatever work mode that you were in before it got distracted. So you have this time where you switch from that task and it gets distracted and then it has to reboot to the new distraction.
Yeah.
And then reboot back when you come back after you scroll and scroll like an idiot.
Yeah.
Then you come back and now it has to like put all that like spam juice away. And then get back into where you were at on this thing, and like all that time is the thing that gets you.
Yeah,
the time in between when you're switching channels.
Yeah, the one of the things I found, this is what you guys just said, eliminate your ability to distract yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what you were just talking about.
Yeah,
and then another one was like how I'm saying I leave here to go to a different place and get a reboot. But sometimes, like, the place you pick, it has distractions that come with it.
Right.
You know, like, people you're going to run into or something, you're going to end up talking at a coffee shop or whatever.
Right.
And so, you have to think of, like, all these different variables.
Also, it's like, you have to, like, just, you know, go with your gut a little bit, too. Because maybe it's, like, if you're working on something, you're, like, blocked, right? Then it's, like, maybe it's okay to, like, go to the coffee shop and, like, maybe get in a conversation with someone by accident. You know, because that'll help you.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's true, too.
Kickstart some shit, you know what I'm saying?
And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I do that a lot when I'm, like, tangled up or, like, pressurized.
Yeah. You go talk to someone else, and then it, like...
You're like, whoa.
Maybe.
Oh, man, it's right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because somebody looked from a little bit different angle.
Right, totally. So, if you can, you know, recognize when those things happen, you know, it's another good way to, like... Stay focused, you know?
Okay, like, all right, let me give an example of it instead of just going in circles. Is if you have the, like, the way that I got into the mural style that I'm doing now is I was doing, it wasn't like what it was, but I was trying to paint letters, and then I was like, all right, I need to start painting animals because I'm not good enough at painting animals to do this style that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take that initial step that was like, you know, 7 to 10 animal paintings or whatever that weren't like what I do now at all. But in my head, I was doing that not just to paint animals. It was because I wanted to do this style. That
where you're
already,
at now.
Yeah,
where, yeah, where now. You arrived.
So like 4 years or 3 or 4 years ago or whatever it is now, I knew where I wanted to be right now. That's kind of what I'm saying. It's like the what keeps me focused on some of these littler things that don't, I guess in a way matter, but don't matter to me, you know, like, cause I'm working towards this bigger picture thing is that where I make that bigger picture goal and then work back from it. You know, I don't know. Like I talk to a lot of people and a lot of the, like, I don't know. It's, they don't know how to get to that goal. You know, I guess. Is
yeah.
That, you know,
they know what the goal is, but they don't know steps missing.
Yeah. How do you get there?
Yeah.
And then once you get, you know, halfway there, 9 times out of 10, you fucking veer off into other, some other weird little path or whatever. And then you have this, like, multitasking of, like, I want to do this, you know. You know, that's kind of the same thing with, like, the woodworking stuff that I'm doing. It's the, there's an ultimate goal that I have, but now I'm fumbling through it on these littler things to get me there, you know.
Right.
So I think it's a, like, a constant thing to kind of focus on is not just the process of how... you do your individual art pieces, but how you actually get to that next step within your evolution as an artist or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's probably the, you know, top three things for me, somewhere in there, top five things or whatever that, like, keep me focused on.
Is to work backwards through it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm constantly doing that.
Yeah. Backwards. That's cool. Because I wouldn't think about it like that. You said that before, like, to me, not recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before you said that, I really never looked at it like that. And, like, I just go, like, organically through everything.
Yeah. But that's, yeah, it's not to say that it's wrong. It's just different.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people are, like, a lot of people don't back, like, don't have that prize or whatever, and then constantly work back from it.
Yeah, and I think a cool part about that, too, is that, you know, it helps you, not, like, alleviate, but helps you deal with frustration as you go along, too, because it's kind of like, you know, okay, if you've got this super long-term sort of goal in mind of, like, a skill level that you want to be at or whatever, and, like, partway through, you know, you're feeling frustration for, like, whatever specific technique or skill level you're at right then.
Keeps you going.
Right, and you're like, fuck, man. And but then it's like, okay, we'll just chill because remember when it was like this last time and you just worked on it some more and then you got through it and then it's like, and remember how shitty your stuff was, like, back then compared to now? You know what I mean? So it's like you can easily see progress and, like, know that, like, that frustration is, like, going to disappear at some point.
Kind of like you're apprenticing yourself in a way or something. Like, yeah. You're teaching yourself to do something that you've never done before with the mindset of it's going to put me into this position that I want to be in.
You were talking about making music.
Yeah.
And how you focus.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should play one of your songs right now.
All right, that's it.
I think it's a good idea.
One of your new ones?
Sure.
Nice. What's the name? Or do you want to let it out? Is it still secret?
It's still secret for now.
Nice. You don't get a no. But you can listen to it right here, right now, on Candy Teeth Radio. Wow, dude.
That was amazing.
Like, I've always liked your music, but it's like something's happened lately.
Yeah, it's true. People always talk about, oh yeah, you just do something for long enough and like eventually like you start to like really start to figure it out, you know? And you're like, yeah, whatever.
Is it kind of the, are you figuring out stuff that you're like, oh, that was so painfully obvious? Or is it something that you've like, now you've crafted it? You know what I mean?
I mean, there's always a combination of all that shit, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or it's more like, rather than shit's painfully obvious, you know, it's more like, oh, you know, you're not supposed to do this or that or whatever, you know? And so then when you just like do that anyway and then it sounds awesome, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Because
there's always rules of thumb in everything you do, you know what I'm saying? So like some of them, like you break it and it's like, cool, that was the right thing to do there, you know? Yeah, just today, like I was playing it earlier, there's like that piece that was pretty slowed down, which is a, you know, slow-mo version of the piece we just heard here. And then I, like, put it on the cassette 4-track, like I was telling you.
Yeah.
And then I could play it back in that super, you know, slow-mo.
That sounds
just
good.
Hear it differently, you know?
Yeah.
So that helped me. You know, I have got some ideas for what I'm going to do when I get home tonight, you know, work on that.
That's the, like, aha moments that you're just messing around through the process and then
right.
It opens.
Until you get there.
It's like now you have those two or three different paths that you're going to be on, you know?
And so, you know, nobody's going to be like, well, if you're not really sure about the thing you're working on, you know, like, put it on the 4-track and then, like, slow it down by 30 or 40 BPM and see what
it
sounds like.
That's not
like, that's, oh, okay, that's really going to help my song, thanks, you know? Like, now it's longer.
Yeah. No one would really, that wouldn't be, like, a tip.
Yeah.
You know? You just found it.
I've been working with this guy,
mm-hmm.
Alexander Holiday.
And the Builder Man.
The Builder, Mr. Builder Man.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on, the story for a little short movie. And so we're working on it right now. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels cool because it's like me paying him for all the stuff he's done for me, you know? But it's really just making my shit. But with his story, so I didn't have to write a story.
That's convenient.
So he was over here, and he doesn't ever want to be interviewed or recorded. He doesn't want to be on the podcast. And so he came over, and I was like, all right, sit down. You know, let's do whatever we do, and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions on the recorder, and then we can start working on your movie.
Just trying to, like, slip it in there in the middle of the list of things
while
you're gonna do.
While he's sitting down.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so then I just, right when he sat down, I just pushed record. And I recorded an interview about how he focuses. Right?
Right.
Because he didn't have time to block it. And my new phone, the microphone's fucked up.
Awesome. So you didn't get the interview at all?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
It just sounds like this. Hold on, let this thing get my fingerprint real quick.
That's obnoxious.
It's fucking really weird when you think about it.
We'll just put their fingerprints on there and then we'll take those and put them in a database and they won't even know.
Yeah.
They agreed to it in the agreement.
Yeah. Where it says I agree. Where there's a whole bunch of words and
then
it says I agree.
These guys are idiots. We can take your fingerprint and put it in a database in case we need to find you.
In case we need to put it on a gun.
Oh, we are idiots. I actually don't use the fingerprint thing.
I never have, but I just started. And I kind of like it, but I don't like that part.
Yeah.
But it does.
Well, you already did it. They got it.
Yeah, they got it. It's there.
Too, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sure. Well, I've been arrested, so they got mine from.
They got you. Oh, I've been arrested, too.
Yeah, so they got you already.
And I got arrested and wasn't even arrested. It was just arrested and not charged. But they still got my fingerprints and shit. Listen to this. This is what the new mic sounds like.
It's spelled Holiday. Is it spelled Holiday?
It's like a shell. It's like if the interview was in a shell.
I walk down the hallway. You probably did. I call it a hallway.
You hear the ocean?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it regular. So, he came the next time.
You got him twice?
Did you fool him the second time?
I came the next time, and I just did the same thing.
So we're going to build this, and then we're going to do that, and then I'm going to interview you a little bit for the podcast, and then we're going to...
Because the other one got messed up.
He's like, wait, what other one?
He didn't have time. He just still didn't have time. It was good. So what I think it means is that he's really down to be on the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. He did
play, well. Playing hard to get.
Playing hard to get, for real. So I should play the real one.
Yeah.
If we had power.
Focus!
I plugged it in, but then I didn't focus till the end.
You didn't actually plug it into your computer.
No, I plugged it into the power. Yeah. Dude.
No, I get it. I see what you did over there.
All right, we're gonna come back online. While we do that, we can thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
And we can say that Mad Hat Tea is cool.
Mad Hat Tea is cool. When we're talking about the coffee shop for Jeremy to go and, like,
yep,
get a recharge at, that's the place.
The tea shop. I just call it the coffee shop. That's really kind of funny.
Well, because you say, or going to the tea shop, people are like, tea shop, what? Is that like where you buy doilies and shit? Like,
yeah.
You're like, I'm going to the coffee shop, people know exactly what you mean.
Because it is a coffee shop.
It's a coffee shop. All they have is tea.
They just have tea there.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It's good. They have over 300 blends. Like, she does it all. She's a nutritionalist that knows all this stuff. Like, you got diarrhea, she knows what tea. You're pregnant, she knows what tea. Your dog got hit by a car, she has a tea for it.
And this special straw to help feed it to your dog.
No, your dog's dead, dude. I'm sorry. He's dead. Just bury him.
Stop. It just, went really dark all of a sudden.
Stop sticking a straw in that thing's mouth.
It was very positive.
Sorry. It just dropped.
No, dude, your dog's dead, man. He got hit by a car.
He went to go live on a farm.
You didn't shut the gate and it got out.
Remember?
Asshole. Remember how you were a dick and got your dog killed?
You thought you should go back, but you were having too much fun riding your bicycle with your friends down the street. You're like, no, I should go back. And they're like, come on, Jeff.
Sounds like a...
He'll be fine.
It's like an after school...
Nightmare.
After school special from the 80s. Like,
yeah, that's shit.
Like, TV.
Starring Ricky episode. Schroeder.
Yeah, starring Ricky Schroeder.
Dude, Ricky Schroeder was the shit, dude. That's who I wanted to be. Yep.
Yep.
There it is.
There's the pile. Truth.
Dude, so bad. This fucker had a train. Shut the fuck up. I was trying to get food, and this dude had a train.
It's like, you're like, hey, can I borrow that train and, like, take it somewhere where they have food?
He had a train, dude. He was going on dates. He had a cowlick. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
He had some space pants.
You know
or
what
something?
He does now?
What does he do now?
He's on like...
He's
a cop.
He's
like a cop on some show, yeah.
Yeah, that's not... That's not...
Nope.
The early man crush is not grown.
No.
Nope. It was all about being rich. It was just about...
It could have been any kid. It's not
any
about him.
Kid.
It's just
it was
the,
about
yeah.
that he got to be so rich when he was just a little kid. Yeah. And he didn't even know it. This motherfucker, I was going to kill him, dude. I used to picture killing him. I mean,
well,
nothing.
I thought you were stoked on him.
I'm stoked on him.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
let's back to Alexander.
Focus.
Let's focus.
Focus.
Let's focus. Let's bring the focus back.
Good fucking Lord.
This is it. 1111113. _01 Alexander Halliday.
The best way to focus before a show is get super stoned.
That always doesn't really work.
Yeah, no. It was a.
But I always do it, and I think I'm not going to do it sometimes, and I just do it anyway. But it comes.
You like pre-plan not smoking pot.
Yeah.
And then Jeff hands you the bong, and you don't even think about it. You just take it. Yep.
But I got to get rid of Jeff.
Pre-planned all the. So you're just
Damn.
Damn it, Jeff, you gotta go.
That's rough.
Getting everybody stoned.
It's not me, man.
I've outgrown him.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to Alexander Halliday. Halliday?
Holiday.
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 You say Halliday because it's spelled that way.
Yeah.
But then he's like, you don't say Halway.
Yeah, that's how he does it. And we're probably going to do the same conversation.
Yep.
Is that plugged in? Probably not. Yeah! Yeah, focus! Focus, 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 focus. It's a song that never ends.
Shut up, dude. Oh, my God.
Alexander Halliday. Holiday. So the next one is going to be about, the topic's going to be focus. And so I already talked to you about it, but then.
So yeah, I just have to repeat everything I said before.
Technical difficulties. Yeah, so. I just want you to, we just have to do the exact same interview.
Pretend like it's happening naturally.
Yeah, yeah. Ready?
My favorite. Let's go.
So, we're going to do a podcast about focus.
Weird. And we're here with Alexander Halliday. Halliday.
It is Halliday.
What? No, it's spelled Halliday.
Oh, shit, I forgot about this.
You forgot about that, see? You're supposed to say, you wouldn't say Halloway.
You wouldn't say Halloway, would you?
You're telling this dude how to say his name?
Well, it's like one of those things, like how your parents spelled your name wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, that's not true.
Who did it?
That's the correct way to spell it. Jeffrey with a J is a, like, stupid American way to spell it.
What? That way was first?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now we're learning something.
I know. You're trying to avoid it.
G-off. You don't say G-off, do you?
Say G-off.
G-off?
There's a vast array of things people say.
When you're going somewhere and they read your name.
Oh, it's horrible. Gregory.
They call you Gregory.
They see a G, just give up.
And right? An E. And like an E and an O and like a Y over here at the end. It's like, oh, it's got Gregory.
Oh, because like it says Geoffrey or whatever.
Yeah, it's just Jeffrey. It's a weird place.
Because it's Geoffrey.
It's like what I would do. Geoffrey. I would do that. Yeah. I would totally just look at that and be like a G. Yep, Gregory.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten that a bunch.
A G and a Y.
Gregory.
I love it.
Or is it Gary? I don't know.
It's too long. Something. Or Gary, you know.
Guerrerary?
Yeah. Guerrerium.
Guerrerium.
Mr. Weeg.
Yeah, but then they don't know how to say that either. Then they flip to the next word and they're like,
How would you say that?
They say weed.
Weed?
Yeah. Don't they?
Weak. But if you see it written down, you know, but these people still don't know how to pronounce it. Like
W-E-E-G.
Yeah, no, it's like this easiest shit, and the people are like,
Weg?
Weg? Wedge? Widge?
Did I think Alexander understands your pain?
Yeah.
With the Halliday?
I think you're probably one of the only people that do that, though.
Well, out loud, but a lot of people that do it quiet. But nowadays, it might start coming more to the forefront. More fucking hate crimes.
I don't care what your grandpa told you the name was pronounced.
Yeah.
I'm telling you it's Halliday. Because that's how it's fucking spelled, bro.
Maybe. I say all kinds of weird shit. I'd say pillow instead of pillow, or whichever way it goes, you know?
And magazine?
I say, no, I do not. What? How can you say magazine wrong? Magazine? Magazine.
Magazine.
Magazine. But I say woof for woof, and then people say I'm dumb, but I'm like, no, I'm really just smart, but I say woof instead of woof.
Woof. Is woof. Hold on instead of hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Hold up. Anyway, so focus. Just focus, would you?
I'm trying.
So when you're focusing, like, how do you focus? Because you want me to tell you what I do real quick?
It's going to be the same thing.
It's going to be this whole podcast. I don't think I do it, whether I want to or not.
Yeah, because I'm going to just say it. I just say whatever I want. But I figured out, I'm a super unfocused person. Like a spastic unfocusedness.
ADD.
That's what they call it.
Okay.
That's what ADD stands for.
Okay.
So I learned that doing paintings, like, I couldn't do one painting or else I'd freak out. Mm-hmm. And like trip out on it and not know what I'm gonna do next, and so I'd freak out and like have that tension feeling inside, you know, like, oh shit, I can't finish it. And then it would sit there, and then like you look at it and it's eating away at your face. It never keeps going. Like you get back into it again a month later. You get back into it again a month later, and it's like the most tormenting thing, right? So I started finding out that I could do multiple paintings at the same time. And then that way I just go to the next, like when I get to that point that I'm like, I don't know, you know, or I'm done right now. I just flip to the next painting and then it's like a fresh thing. And I'm like, yay, a fresh thing. You know, like at the beginning of a painting, how it's cool to draw it. And you're like, yay. And then pretty soon it turns into a job, like halfway. And so I started doing those circles of paintings, and then it just makes it so you never have to stop. And you just go, oh, until you pass out.
And then I started adding the puppets, and then it was the same. That's what the puppets are, is it just sits in here. And I just work on all of it the whole time. You know, it's like one piece, kind of in a weird way. Anyways, so when you, because you're the one being interviewed.
Yeah, fuck.
So when you want to focus, how do you focus? How do you try to focus on what you're doing, getting a task done?
Well, as I said last time, I have a terrible focus gland. My brain is like my worst enemy, and I cannot focus on anything for more than like 5 seconds at a time. And I will spend like hours trying to find something in the background to listen to or to have on the TV or something to just go paint for 5 seconds, and then we'll get bored by that and go and spend another couple hours trying to find something else just to paint for 5 seconds. And I get bored, like I paint with acrylic, so when I mix my colors, like, I kind of have to use them before they dry within, like, a few days, and I never accomplish that, and it's just, like, a very, very painful task, but I also, like, can't really put something away until I'm done with it as another weird OCD element, and so I've been unable to really, like, just bounce from thing to thing. I just started, finally, every time the past, like, 4 paintings I've started, I've said I'm gonna come up with a bunch of outlines and put them all on panels and then do all my backgrounds at once and then slowly work through each of the figures and everything. But it has never come to. I've just done one and then gotten really excited about painting it and then just done it and put everything on hold and then just don't get to other things for like a month.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's just a slow, slow procrastination practice that never gets me anywhere other than closer to suicide.
The other thing is, this is going
to... Wow. Stay focused, kids. There's a lesson from Alexander.
Don't slip off the planet. Should we go back?
We're going back.
Stay focused or you're going to commit suicide.
Yeah. So we're getting, this is life and dark. Death up in here.
Is that the title of the episode?
Stay focused or fucking die.
When you kill yourself.
I know.
But,
wait a minute, what did I just say?
What were you just saying? I'm all stoked. Because I got the kill yourself thing. I try to get that on everybody, and then when people kill themselves, I'm like, ha! They said it first, you heard it here first on Canned Teeth Radio.
Oh my god.
Anyway, well, I could probably just leave it. We don't have to keep talking about it. I just needed your input so I can add it to the show when we're talking about it. I can be like, I got an interview from Alexander Halliday.
Oh, in your face, dude. Like, oh.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. What's your name, bitch? Anyways, let's focus. I like that. This title of having this one be the focus one, it really makes you think about it. Like,
yeah.
Focusing.
Yeah.
Huh. This would also be a good drinking game episode.
Every time you say focus.
Every time you say focus.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about focus, you think about focusing more, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think about, oh, shit, I got... And I think that's kind of my problem. As I think about it too much.
Right.
You're too focused on it.
I'm focused on being focused. But when you do, you think about it more. You think about being focused more. You think about the processes that you get through it. You can get a little too OCD on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Which can kind of be a little crazy. I think for me, it does drive me crazy because it's then when I'm not focused, it's like when you're not creative, it's almost the same thing. You get kind of down and depressed. You're like, fuck, I need to be creative.
I'm wasting time.
Yeah, I'm wasting time.
Yes.
And that's the same thing with being focused. It's like when you're not focused, then I'm like the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Get that feeling.
Wasting time.
Yeah.
You need to.
And you get caught in it. It's weird because I get in here. Like if you have a space that you're in for hours and hours and hours and hours, days. You get to where you start, like, sometimes hours go by, and you've just been sitting there thinking, you know, which is good, too. But, like, not when you're supposed to be doing something else. And you're like, dude, I've been sitting here for 2 hours.
Right.
Like, and that's without the phone. I'm just talking about where you just, like, there's some kind of weight on you where you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be.
And that's sometimes, so, you know, that's going to happen, you know, is the thing, too. And it's, like, also, like, when that's happening, yeah. You have to, like, deal with it and everything, but also, like, remember that that's, like, something that's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because people could, you know, if you're already, like, in a pressured state and then you've got, like, something going, like, where you just have to, like, sit down and think for an hour, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, and, like, figure some shit out, then you're, like, even, like, more pressured at the end of that hour, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's always just, you know, remember. Sometimes it has to happen.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a
Don't forget.
Do you have a place that you're, that you kind of always can be focused in? Or not always, but a lot, you know? It's like, is there a, like a, you know, in your car, here at the studio.
Yeah.
While you're taking a shit.
Here at the studio. Mm-hmm. Shower works. We just got a new thing. This is awesome for the shower one. Because, like, you get ideas in the shower.
Yeah.
Judy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She just got, she's on Facebook too much, right? And so she runs into these things, different things. And there was one that was a pad that goes in the shower that you write on with a pencil that goes in the shower.
Nice.
And so then you can just write down your stuff.
That's killer.
If you don't wear glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could back up, just, you know, don't slip.
Don't slip. Don't get caught slipping. Anyways, but that was pretty cool. But so, like, in the shower I do sometimes. Sometimes, like, falling asleep will be the best shit.
Yep.
Like, in between. And you try to write that shit down, and sometimes those notes get weird. Yeah. Or I'll be drawing and falling asleep, and then and that turns into words. Like, trying to be words. I am shutting down.
Yeah.
But there was one other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, and then we could probably wrap it up.
All right.
Meditation. That was another one that I kept running into. And, like, I don't really do that, but I think I do that in other ways
That's what you were just talking about. Like, when you, like, sit down and, like, think for an hour. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're meditating.
But it's the same thing as, like, when you're juggling or when you're, because there's, like, moving.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I get in the zone off that.
Well, being highly focused on one thing, whereas, like, you know, I think a lot of people, the first thing comes to mind, oh, meditate. You need to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I've meditated before, and you're focusing on your breathing and, you know, helping yourself. It does, you know, wherever you go,
yeah,
kind of thing. And I, like, it's kind of funny. My girlfriend, she kind of would talk shit because sometimes she'd come in. And what I would do is, like, this, and this is just one of many weird little things that I do, like focus on the next step or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kind of, it's a form of meditation. Like, I look at it, I'm like, yeah, I'm like meditating in some weird way. Is getting, I'll have the picture of what I just did on my computer and get stoned, put some of my, like, favorite music on, and just stare at it.
Ooh.
And you, like, it's kind of like you got the music going, you're pretty high, and then you have the art piece. So it's almost like, I don't know, it's like I always stay in this positive thought process. You know, I don't trail off into some shitty thought, you know? It's
yeah.
like I have a million different thoughts going on still, but they're all positive ones going
yeah.
towards, you know, whatever it might be, that next step in the art or something good going on in my life or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So I kind of,
that's fucking meditating, dude.
It's some weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, like there'd be sometimes she'd walk in and I'm just like zombified staring at my computer with my headphones on. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? Just my mouse open. Just like in this weird state of like trance.
Uh-huh.
Another one is like in the car, like being,
because
I commute now to Seattle.
Yeah,
right.
And like the only way from not going crazy in a commute is, you know, to try to focus on like projects at hand, and then like externalizing all your thoughts and making it kind of happen. And it's this weird kind of meditational state. The summary of the episode or whatever is that trying to stay focused is fucking hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know?
That's what it really is.
And it's one of those things that...
This is a performance art piece.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that's like, even if you try to stay focused, you trail off, you talk about shit that... But you're really focusing, you're just talking about other things that get you back to that whatever that is. So
that's true.
You know, like that's what I would say is just keeping it in your mind so that when you do trail off, you come back to it.
Yeah.
Instead of detouring off into fucking, which is good sometimes.
Yeah. Plus the other thing is you can find your way, like whatever your way is, whatever your recipe of these little tips and tricks is that helps you, you know, because everybody's different.
Yeah, the way that I, like, get shit done is not the way some you guys get shit done, vice versa. The way everybody does their process is going to be different. I think the self-helpy part...
Helpy.
I like that. I'm going to start using that self-helpy part of it. Is that a lot of people, at least for me, I don't know, people, like, ask me, like, kind of, how do you do that? How do you get these jobs? How do you do that? And, like, I don't look at it as, like, I'm anywhere close to where I want to be in my path. So it's kind of people that are trying to figure out how to do anything with their craft or art or whatever the hell it is it's the focus part of it. It's not like, I mean, you got to be good and get the whatever, but if you can't stay focused,
You're not going to get good if you can't stay focused.
You know, it's years and years and years and years and years of being focused, trailing off.
Coming back
to the conversation, going down different paths, you know, learning from all the just shit, you know.
the life experience, the
fuck ups and stuff, you know. I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't think there's an answer.
No.
There's suggestions of what you could and could do, which is, I think, kind of what we were talking about today, but there's no real... Like, someone has to ask me that question, and I'm like, I can't answer that, you know? Like, do you have a fucking week of your time so we can just, you know, I can go I can explain to you my whole life, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Like, let me tell you the whole story, and then maybe you'll understand.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even really understand.
Yeah,
I'm just fucking doing either. It.
Yeah, that's what it is, though. Yeah. You just gotta fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like you're telling them the whole story to be like, so hopefully there's something in there that lets you understand. Cause
I don't even know.
If there was just like a summary, like a punchline or anything, I would just give you that. But I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Where can people see your work that you're talking about?
My work?
Yeah.
Yeah, my website or my Instagram, which are both Decoy1, D-K-O-Y-1.
And then Jeff's music. We played it for the first time. Is that the first time? I mean, we play it all every time.
I don't know if we've ever, like, featured it. Like, here, let's listen to this song.
Yeah, that's cool, though. People need to know what's up with Jeff. It's a secret, mysterious maniac.
you can find me at soundcloud.com/offmodel.
I like that name.
Thank you.
Off Model.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. It's easy to say.
Check out, man, don't worry about it.
If you want to check out Jeremy Gregory.
Oh, yeah, you can go to cantyteethcreative.com.
That's right.
Or you can go to cantyteethcreative or at cantyteethcreative on Instagram. Or you can go to, what else did you just say?
cantyteethradio.com.
cantyteethradio.com if you want to listen to the episode that you're listening to.
Just press the triangle.
It's a sideways triangle. Don't get it twisted. Thanks a lot for listening. And until next time, stay alive.